Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, and today's day is June the 18th, 2018. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for tuning in on this Monday. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call. The number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. Is the call-in number, and would love to hear from you because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. And I just want to say, I took the week off last week, except for Monday, had a show on Monday, took Tuesday and the rest of the week off, needed to get some time away, had some business I had to take care of, and some things I had to do was actually out of the country, and, you know, it was pretty good. I had a great time, and I will fill you in on some of that, and especially what's going on in the world. I was actually in Mexico, and was there during the time off on both business and a little getaway. But I tell you what happened. I had to deal with a hurricane, and oh boy, had to be, you know, being prepared outside of your normal confines was different, but luckily I know people in that actually live in the country and was actually staying with people instead of being at a resort or a hotel, so that was very comforting and very easy. But man, so much to catch you up on that, and got away from everything because when I was there in country, my phone actually didn't have it on, and it was crazy good for me, because I very rarely get away from everything, and just, but it was a lot of took a lot of got a lot done and intend to get a whole lot more done. So, but it was something that I definitely want to share with you all, the experience in some form and fashion, because a lot went on there. Like I said, was actually a preparedness situation had popped up, and it was a hurricane that actually came through. And y'all know me, wasn't scared because I took the time to get prepared. But it was quite different when you don't have what you know that is in your best interest at that time. But wasn't really concerned, but was very cautious about what was going on there. And believe me, needed to be. But thank goodness, all worked well. And so we are here today on this Monday, about to have a live show with you all. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give us a call. It's 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. But before we get into the show, we're going to jump into what's in the news. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Please make your donations to this network so this network will stay on air. If you listen and you take value from it, you should definitely ensure and do what you can to ensure that we'll be here in the future. And I'm going to tell you, especially how things are developing and the envelopment of things, very, very important that you have a network such as BTR Community and Black Talk Radio Network operating and functioning, because you're definitely going to appreciate what it is going to do for you. And so in return, if you would support this network, it is a real measure of your appreciation to ensure that it is on. You can very easily do that by donating to the network from the website www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, or you can support it by being a member inside of its social media community known as BTR Community. You've heard the commercials before the start of the shows, and you could do that, and it is a more holistic way for you to engage in your social media activities without being as adversely affected from selling of your information, data mining, censoring, and so much more that is even that which I probably haven't even thought of or begin to wrap my overall mind about what the system is doing with this information. And I'm telling you, FedBook ain't free, and it was not put there for what you use it for. You didn't create it. You're on a platform that someone else created, and that you don't know what their true intentions are. And they show their intentions. We're just so blindly and willfully ignorant to accepting the evidence of what the truth is. I'm going to tell you, you can deny reality, but you'll never be able to deny the consequences of denying reality. What does that mean? That means this. You have a hurricane that is coming in, and you say that, hey, it's going to be all right. I've survived all the other ones. This they say is going to be bad and all this other stuff. I don't believe them. And in many instances, you shouldn't, in different things. But you can deny the reality of, if this thing is at its capable forces, this is what this means. That's a reality. You can deny it. You can deny that reality until that reality becomes the consequences of your of denying. Meaning now it has happened. Oh, I don't think the grid is going to go down. Oh, I don't think World War III is going to turn into a group of global nuclear war one. No, I don't think that the overall economy is going to collapse. I don't think this is going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think young kids is going to be running around, running the streets in roving gangs and everything else. I don't think all of that stuff. Then when that does happen, just because you think something is not going to happen, the key to that is that you're not doing anything to prevent that from happening. So it is not, it's actually developing absent of your participation or not. And then when those things do happen, when the grid goes down, when the economy collapses, the common person's economy collapses, when the U.S. dollar is no longer accepted and it goes through a re-evaluation, and it catches everybody off guard. Just because the 20 days, a month, 2 years, 10 years before, you didn't think it didn't happen, and once it did happen, doesn't matter what you thought 10 years ago, 2 years ago, 2 weeks ago. Now you're faced with the reality of what has happened, known as the consequences. And you can't cry, scream, be upset, get mad, and change that. It won't. The consequences are the immediate reality check. And I just want us not to be caught in this type of situation. And we must hastily, quietly, and diligently prepare for what we can see is coming and what it is around the corner that is of the great unknown. And that will serve you and your family the best. And you won't waste anything, because everything in preparing you can use at any given time. Just before we started the show, then we're going to get into some stuff. My man Scotty was talking to him real quick, and he spent some time fishing over the weekend, and he said that he fished with a young man that had never fished anywhere before in his life, and he was in his 20s, and that was his first time going fishing, and he lived in the South, and I was like, wow. I would have never thought that that was the case, but when you really think about it, in today's society, this generation was held inside playing video games and doing other things other than going out. I actually was taught as a very young man how to fish, and then I started fishing on my own immediately. And this was in New Jersey, just outside of New York City. Couple of miles outside, less than 10 miles outside, less than 9 miles outside of New York City. And I was going fishing on my own. Would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday morning, and I would go fishing. I lived in the projects. I was one of the few young people, young children in the projects. I hate that word kid. The children in the projects walking through the projects with a fishing rod. And then it started to catch on with a bunch of other people. I was taking other people, showing them how to fish, and had people from all over starting to go fishing with me. And my man Scotty said that he was a young man that had never been, no one ever showed him how to fish. It was his first time going fishing. And I was taken back by that. See, one of the things that's important is that until we start to have some form of self-sustainability, self-sufficiency, until we become self-sufficient in many different forms, then we will not be in a position to be anything other than dependent on someone else to provide. And that is a weak hand that is always controlled by strong shoulders. So this is just another example of why it's very, very important and critical that we establish, share, and live by self-sustaining measures and means. This way, ways and means, the way of someone's life, you won't provide the means for someone else. Ways and means, your way of life provides for someone else's means of life. So that won't be the case. And in today's world, and where we are in reality, for you, at this very moment, that call is a very, very silent whisper that we all should adhere to if we are wise, if we are about true sustainability, sovereignty and independent self-determination. Don't ignore it. So I was amazed by that. But I actually, looking at that, I shouldn't have been at all. So definitely, we're going to jump into a couple of things. But before you do that, if you'd like to get into real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com, and check out what's in inventory there. Then email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com. Say you're a Tando Radio Show listener. I'm just trying to catch up with everything from the week. Some of you that have contacted me, I will get in contact with you. Because like I said, my phone was not on, and believe me, it was a lot less there, and just going to be catching up, and then we'll catch up with you all. Very, very important. All right, so today's show, on the 18th of June, 2018, we got 6-18-18. The Orthodox Ascension Paragon is undisputedly common. And the ascendancy paragon is nothing more than the hierarchy, the systematic control of subjugation, enslavement. It's very, very, it's the undisputed champ now. And I said it's undisputedly common, and it's more than common. Is more than common. There are probably very small vestiges left on this living planet within the human race that do not have under ties or under the overall authority of the ascendancy paragon. And unfortunately, that is the case. But it doesn't have to stay that way. But I'm going to tell you, if we do nothing, if we just think and we allow the manufactured fear to make decisions for us, we will remain hopelessly paralyzed, cemented, and deeply rooted in the ascendancy paragon. We will not move. And one of the things about fear is that everyone experiences fear, but how people react to it is the key. And trying to ignore the overall ever-present dangers of life is willfully ignorant. To think that we will be able to escape its captive claws and its deceptive strongholds. And in today's show, we're definitely going to take a look at that. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. And first article that I posted, inside the Walmart turned shelter housing, undocumented children separated from parents. And this came from ABC News. What do I call ABC News? All But Criminals News. All But Criminal News. And my overall caption was, why we must think of things as they are. Not away from the truth and into fantasy. We have to stop thinking that, nah, that'll never happen. Nah, it's all right. Nah, it ain't that bad. Nah, we really can't do nothing about that. Nah. The word fantasy is nothing more than a fanatic's dream, absent of reality. Why the word fan is in fantasy. We must look at things as the truth. And let me get back to this, because this is going to be a part of today's show. But I would say, I have to reiterate, we must stop thinking of things. We must start thinking of things as the way that they are, and not away from the truth and into fantasy. Many of us think everything is going to be all right. Well, individually speaking and collectively speaking, in the micro and the macro side of things, that may be true. But on the collective and macro side of things, that ain't true. You individually may be so-called okay, or you may think that you're immune from things, or you may not be adversely affected by something right now. And that could go on for whomever. But we don't even realize that none of us, even in the temporary, even you, which you don't see, you're not immune from this. Because every person generally here in this overall civilized standing is summarily murdered. No one dies of natural causes. No one makes that great transformation in today's world by natural causes. And we don't see that as the truth. So we live in the fantasy, thinking that everything is okay. And that is far from the truth. And until we have a full grasp of that and what that means and how that applies and what the truth, where the truth lies, we will continue to live within the fantasies of lies, and we'll call it the truth. So check out that article. Next article I got from Washington Post: Trump administration preparing to hold immigrant children on a military base. And I'm going to just tell you, I was in Mexico this past week, and I'll give you my overall view and what I think is happening here. And I will just say this, that we said that this was coming in shows from 2015, 2016. We said that this was coming and how it was formulating. You'll see what I mean as we get into it. Very real. Next article, Rise posted from Freedom Outpost. I don't know if Rise was there, if he wanted to jump in. Let me see. Rise. Yep, Rise is there. Rise, if you wanted to jump in, my man, definitely do. So, one second. Rise posted this one from Freedom Outpost. Donald Trump gives teachers who carry guns a bonus. I admit that, like the sentiment... move this down, daggone. I admit that, like the sentiment... but not like taxpayer spending, not at the behest of the federal government. However, celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump did say that teachers who carry their weapons to school in order to be able to defend themselves and their students should be given a bonus. Check out that article Rise posted there. Next article Rise posted from Freedom Outpost is the era of human-animal hybrids has begun. Not surprised at that. Check out that article. Next article I posted from Wall Street Journal, and it goes along with everything that you're seeing going on, that what they allowed you to see in the mainstream news, but has been happening for a very, very long time. It's been happening for centuries. Child trafficking has been going on since the very inception of subjugating and enslaving the human species and being carried out by human minions. Celebrity figurehead Pope Francis likened abortion to Nazi eugenics. Kind of funny that this would be said. It says in the article, it is unusually blunt language. The celebrity figurehead Pope Francis said that to have an easy life, one does not to have an easy life, one does away with an innocent one. The people said that the only real families are those based on marriage between a man and a woman. It's kind of funny that the celebrity figurehead Pope, because the one that you see really is the celebrity figurehead Pope, is where I got the term from, makes no decisions, just a ceremonial piece, would say this. Talk about the Nazi eugenics program, when the overall Roman Catholic Church was one of the strongest supporters of the overall Nazi agenda and supported.
Hey, Dave, I got a
Hitler's
question.
Ideas. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
How is it that we've allowed the Nazis and their eugenics program to become the standard when we want to talk about governments or organizations or entities doing wrong? I mean, it's pretty evident that the Nazis was inspired by American race laws, Jim Crow
yep.
laws. I mean, this is well documented that they were practicing eugenics against, you know, if we want to talk genocide, Native Americans, if we want to talk about human experimentation, we can talk about African Americans being experimented on and what have you.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a documented fact. I mean, Hitler even gave America a shout out in Mein Kampf. But, you know, I've been
yep.
talking to people about this. We've allowed the American propaganda industry to get us to say Nazis when we talking about something bad or what have you, or trying to compare somebody to evil, and we really should be saying Americans.
Yes, that's exactly it, Scotty. And it's nowhere in the world that, because I've always said that the Third Reich of Nazi Germany was begotten by Manifest Destiny. Manifest Destiny was the one that bore that out. Exactly, Scotty. And so I think here is what we should we should make that the overall truth of the matter. This is why you're seeing what you're seeing now. This is why you see Department of Homeland Security and all of these things were actually conceptualized and put together, and they try to hide it behind the overall cultive movement that turned into a party known as the Third Reich of Nazi Germany. And this is what part of this show is going to be about today. They're all products, partial products or creations or manufactured developments of the corporation known as the United States of America. Always has been, and the way things are looking, always will be, until people say no more.
Hey, Dave, one last thing on that. I was watching this video this morning of Martin Luther King Jr. being interviewed on C-SPAN, but this is when C-SPAN was just for overseas audiences. It was still against the law to, you know, for American government produced and funded media to be shown to the American people. So Dr. King was on there and he was answering questions. I posted it in BTR community. It's like a 30-minute interview. Very informative.
I want to see it.
Very informative interview. But this is what occurred to me. I was like, you know, because I had been reading up on Nazi and American race law, right? So, like, you know, the Nazis was copying the Jim Crow laws that they were seeing in the United States, and they put them in their Nuremberg laws, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
like you can't marry anyone outside your race, anti-miscegenation laws and things of that nature, racial segregation and all of that. And so the Nazis copied that from America. Now, again, people talk about the greatest generation, Dave, right? Who they talking about? They talking about the World War II veterans, right? Like they were such heroes and they went over there and they saved the world from Nazis
right.
and what have. But these are the very racist men who inspired the Nazis. And whenever they interacted with German prisoners of war, they treated them better than they treated black soldiers. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I was like, here it is, Dr. King in 1963 on this interview telling you about racism and white supremacy in the United States, and telling you that, you know, we're going to need more than civil rights. This is human rights. This is in 1963. That's 18 years after the alleged defeat of the Nazis. How is that, man? I mean, just think about that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, Scotty, in my overall, just with Dr. King, in my overall investigation of Dr. King, there was a lot he was saying that people wasn't picking up. And one of the things that he was definitely pushing was civil rights is something that is a part of their program, it's a part of their agenda. And we have to. It's going to need to be much more than this.
Yeah, civil rights, as Dr. King was saying, that was to reverse the race laws that was on the books. Again, these are the very laws that inspired the Nazis' Nuremberg laws. That's what the civil rights was to do, to nullify the race codes that was on the books. But he said in this interview, 1963, that it doesn't stop there, because this is beyond just eliminating race law. This is about human rights violations. And then, of course, he was also talking about reparations, and he was working on a lot of stuff prior to his death, man. And him and Malcolm was moving closer to each other on the international, you know, stage, and just working with the rest of the world and bringing them into this, like Malcolm say, you know, the court of world opinion on the stage of the United Nations. But I don't think King and Malcolm them knew at that time, well, maybe the UN wasn't as corrupt as it is today, you know. So maybe they was dealing with a different UN back then, and they saw, you know, calls that, hey, even the UN can come out with its little reports and stuff. Like, they just came out with reports saying African Americans are owed reparations. But damn it, if you ain't got no enforcement wing to that, how you gonna enforce that? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Sounds good.
How you going to enforce it? You ain't sending no blue helmets to the Federal Reserve and confiscating whatever.
Right. You know, that's a politically correct statement, but the overall moral investment is insufficient, which is commonly held. And many things and we're going to do a show with that, because I think it's so important and significant in our times, because we're about to meet new challenges that we're going to have an appropriate – we're going to be held to answer. And in that answer, it should be something that is sustainably organic to you and – your family and our overall community at large. And that's what we want to help cultivate here. Next article we got from Veterans Time. China blindsides the U.S. with new energy tariffs threats. Check out that article. Next article I got from Bloomberg is China to counter Trump's blow for blow in unwanted trade wars. The first punches of the trade war fight that China does not want has been thrown, and now Jinping is posed to match Donald Trump blow for blow. The next series of jabs may intimately be announced shortly on Chinese goods on Friday. Trump vows additional duties if China retaliates, which Beijing immediately will do. Check out that article. Next article from Press TV, and this is all a part of what's being set up, everyone, and I said that this is all a part of the purge. The U.S. will be held to answer in the global courts of sentiment, and the world is going to convict the U.S., and this is why you're seeing the trend that you're seeing right now being brought to light. They're just showing a small part of the overall systematic evil that is practiced daily. because they want to give you a small glimmer of look and then let it build and let it build, because then they give you the small peek while they control the narrative and the direction. Next article.
Hey, Dave, real quick, please check your chat.
Yeah, Scotty.
Check your chat room in the next couple of minutes.
Okay, got you, Scotty. Let me check it right now. Oops, let me see. One sec. Okay, got you, Scotty. Go ahead, do your thing. I got you. I sure will. Okay, got you, Scotty. Next one. Next article, got from Press TV. Ex-Israeli spy chief, Iran's energy sector, next cyber target. I want you to listen here. And I said, they tell you before it is done. Former chief of an Israeli spy service unit has said that its first cyber target in any future conflict with Iran should be its energy infrastructure, speaking at a major cyber conference in Israel. The former Unit 8200, which is globally known as the overall cyber unit of Israel, this is just me telling you who they are and what they've been known for, and what it's the announcement of them is, referred to the energy sector as a major pillar, as a major economic pillar in state's cardiovascular system. Do you hear what they're saying there? Major economic pillar in the state's cardiovascular system. Meaning, economically, they cut them off from the world with that. And then by cutting them off from the world, they stop the overall life force within the country by doing a cyber attack. Why are they telling you this? Because what do you think Iran is going to do? They're going to respond as well. And they're going to respond as well, not only to Israel, but to U.S. as well. They're telling you what they're going to be doing. They're telling you, and this is what I said earlier in previous shows, is that the overall, in today's warfare, it is not done with tanks and missiles and bombs. It's done with daggone keyboards, dark rooms, and malware and spyware. It's done by hacking. It's done by coding, intrusion, and restructuring. It's done by taking over your computer, taking over computers to put into place, because computers are nothing more than AI, and shutting down the overall what is necessary for a human. They're saying this because they're letting you know that it's about to be done as soon as the war happens, and they're just saying that like they're just going to hit Iran with this. But see, one of the things that they don't tell you is that Iran is going to also hit them, or they'll say that Iran hit them and Iran never did hit them. But either way, they're telling you that cyber vulnerabilities is the overall methodology and the attention of their agenda going forward, and that means you. That means the grid is going to be attacked here. And I'm going to tell you, a grid attack here is just like a nuclear bomb going off. And probably even better, because the buildings stay totally intact while all the humans die off. It's a perfect killing machine. Develop dependency where people are not self-sustaining, and then cut off that overall ability to sustain themselves. And they won't know how to fish. So check out that article. Next, I got this from Twitter. This is from celebrity Donald Trump. The people of Germany are turning. Excuse me. The people of Germany are turning against their leadership as migrants, as migration is rocking the already Berlin coalition. Crimes in Germany is way up. Big mistakes made overall. Europe is allowing millions of people in who have so strongly and violently changed their culture. You see what the play is here. You see what the play is here. This is how, and this goes with today's show. I'm not going to say too much from there, but you should definitely, definitely. This is all a setup. All a setup. Next article I got, this is from Plata.com. Plata means, in Spanish, plata is silver. And Hugo's, I'm trying to do this off Hugo Price, but Hugo Salinas Price is someone I would definitely, I'm looking forward to, and I'm going to call that, I'm looking forward to speaking to this gentleman who is well-versed in the overall importance, and he's actually trying to get Mexico's currency monetized, excuse me, price. I said price. I did. Okay. Hugo Salinas Price is a gentleman, a real gentleman's gentleman that's been trying to get Mexico back on the silver standard, which they will be. In this article that he wrote, Mr. Price wrote, phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal article. Says a lot, and read between the line on what he said. We've played some things here before, and we'll take a look at this on Financial Fridays or so. Very, very important. Plata.com. Very important. Next article, I got this one from Press TV. Siren sound as retaliation rockets hit southern Israel. Check out that article. Next article, a major 6.1 earthquake hit Osaka yesterday. Check out that. Next article, Ross posted from Survivalpedia. The surprising natural remedies most commonly used in America. Check out that. Very, very important. Needed that. Next one from the same publication, Roz posted, natural medicine for wounds and cuts. 10 remedies you can make at home. This is definitely a must. Got to have that. Next one, Roz posted, here's how to escape handcuffs. Check out that article. And next article, Roz posted from Minted Press News. Racism is materializing from the U.S. military onto the streets. Check out that article. Next article from Mint Press, U.S. Ambassador to Israel. Journalists reporting truth about Gaza should keep their mouth shut. Check out that article. A lot going on there. Wow. Keep your mouth shut about telling the truth. That's everything. That's what the system always wants. Next article, Ross posted this from Active Post. Got to get through these. Mainstream media confirms conspiracy theories that Walmart stores are being turned into prison camps. Check out that article. Next article, Ross posted from Natural Blaze. Deadly brain-eating anobia found in Louisiana waters. You know what? Those things have been around for a while. And they're pretty common, and they're it's been happening for a while. And I think that whole thing is going to expand because I know that there's a couple of Anibas are in a couple of other countries right now, and they're ramping up. So yeah, this is very, very important. Next article, Raj posted this one from the. What is this? The anti-media cryptocurrency millionaire kidnapped by biking gang, robbed at gunpoint for 1.8. Check out that article. Next article from anti-media, world's millionaires and billionaires now control half of the world's personal wealth. Next article from anti-media, Rise posted, military contractors making millions helping Trump tear families apart. Yes, they are. They are definitely. It's one of the reasons why I couldn't do that. It wasn't the military contractors, but some other stuff. Couldn't do it. Next one, Raj posted, U.S. media worry threats of nuclear war is being reduced. U.S. media pundits worry threats of nuclear war is being reduced. Check out that article. Next one, Raj posted from the Daily Bell. Move this down. I can't see it. Studies confirm most sociopaths live in Washington. Psychopaths lives in Washington, D.C. I want to say psychopaths and sociopaths live in Washington, D.C. Yes. Next article, Russia to deliver U.S. new rockets engines as Trump creates Space Force. Check out those articles. That's what's in the news. lot there for you to definitely take a look at. And big ups to my man Raj. Thanks for posting what you posted there, bruh. And greatly, greatly appreciate you all. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And we'll see you and hear you in queue, and we'll definitely get started. But before we get started, because I don't want to break today's show, let me just tell you real quickly. I was recently in Mexico, and while in Mexico, there was a hurricane, and that was going to be rolling through. And I was in country with no preparedness, no prep items other than the ones that I brought over. But I immediately, as soon as I heard, and luckily the families that I know that live there, they're preppers as well. So immediately everything changed from took care of some business, then it was down to, oh shoot, let me get ready for this. And it really gave a different perspective for me on prepping, and I learned a lot, because here in the States and pretty much everywhere I go, depending on where it is, I make sure that some prepping items are already there just in case, and then if nothing is used, nothing is lost. It is only gained. And so here I was, and my Spanish is not as well as I would like it to be. But here it was. Said, okay, outside of the States, outside of, you know, my familiar territory, and now have the chance of a hurricane happening. And I was speaking to an American that was in country, that was there for the major earthquake that they had in 2014. And he was telling me what happened. And that ordeal, as Americans, and I'm going to tell you, what he said was they were lucky to make it. First, all of the infrastructure was destroyed, and it was a highly dense area of the country that this hurricane went through, and it overwhelmed the services, it overwhelmed the capabilities, and they were not prepared. And the thing about being not prepared in Mexico, there's some really bad things that some adverse conditions that you can face in Mexico that heighten the overall necessity for preparation, and that is water. In that part of the country, water is paramount, because it is the desert and they don't get a lot of water. And if fortune would have it, or if fate would have it, that you get hit with a major storm and you don't have your water, because they have cisterns, if your cistern isn't full of water at the time, you could have major problems. Yes, you could rely on your neighbors, but when you have something major happen, you're going to have neighbors saying, hey, many different things, unless you have great relationships and everything else. And so the gentleman was telling me about some of the adversities that they had, and it was very, very important. And one of the things that I recognized right away for us, for those of us that happen to live inside of the overall prison walls of the United States, is that we take for granted water. We think just by turning on the faucet, the water has always been there. So we think that that is always going to be the case. That's far from the truth and closer to the fantasy that we live under. It's the difference between the truth and fantasy. And when that water gets shut off, many people here get caught blindsided. And one of the things in Mexico is that, it's the water situation is in the overall heat at a significant time of at a large portion of their climate is hot, and you're going to need to consume a lot of water. And I noticed when we went to the stores and everything else that everything we needed was still there before the storm. But as the storm got closer, then things started to go. And if you're in a foreign country and get caught in that situation, you always have to know what everything is going on if you're abroad, so that you can get in front of things, because you are at an extreme disadvantage. But one of the things that was critical that I realized, that I didn't realize before, I mean, I did, but I didn't realize to this extent, is that the gentleman was telling me that when they had the major hurricane, it took everything that they had to get to the airport, and there was only a couple of flights that were coming in and going out, and they didn't care where you were going in the U.S. They were just putting you on a plane to go to the U.S. And here's was the thing that I noticed. You become extremely vulnerable to the overall government at that time. Got you, Scotty. And that is, to me, is a very, very dangerous thing, because they're going to put you where they want you to go. And if you have some of the things that they want, such as young children, such as any and many other things, ask some of the royal family of Saudi Arabia. When the government snatches you up and puts you in a hotel and everything else, and they take whatever it is that they want, boy, you're extremely vulnerable. Extremely, extremely vulnerable. And here, that once again, we've always talked about it. When you're not prepared, you're going to be extremely vulnerable to having to get assistance, especially if you're someone that is, if you're a single father or you're a single mom, one of the first things that in the panic is just to go to the government. Go to the so-called local authorities with your children, with yourself. And we open ourselves up for so much. And in some cases, you may not, because of the circumstances, you may not have a choice. But in most of the cases, if you do a little preparing before and consistently prepare, the likelihood of you having to depend on them will be minimized depending on what happens. If you could diminish that overall, those that aren't prepared probably are 95% going to have to rely on them. Those that do prepare, you diminish that overall exposure, the percentage that you will have to depend on them. The more you minimize that, the greater chance you are to come away from this in a position of advantage, and less likely are when you don't prepare. And the thing that captured me the most is that he said was that there were many people that we said we were going to bond together. We were here and we would bond together. He said, then when the crap hit the fan and we knew that this was a significant crap, it wasn't something that was going to be short and everything else, he said, many of the people that had committed to rely on, and we made that commitment to each other, they reneged. They hid. They didn't help. Or it got to me against you. Because they relied on each other for daily stuff within the country, daily living. They didn't establish preparations for when things go awry. So collective prudence is very, very important. It has to have a collective prudence with a specificity, with a specific target in mind. We're collectively coming together for preparation. We collectively come together for business. They don't always commingle. You may collectively come together with people that you're going to do business with, but that doesn't mean that you can go to them at the time of a prepping situation. And I didn't really, that didn't really make a significant, I really would never really thought of it that way until he told me. And because the way he told me and how traumatized his spouse was, his wife was, from that whole ordeal, because they were on their own. I knew that that was going to be the case. Yo, you're on your own. But the overall support that he had obtained and garnished throughout the years was instantly broken once resources became scarce. And business partners and friends, acquaintances, and everything else did not mean that that was going to be transfer into survival partners, preparedness, crap hit the fan situation. And that was surprising to me. And because of these people rely on each other so much, but that's when there is no life altering or real, there is no life threatening events that are happening. And that was really caught me off. I was like, wow. And then it caught me off guard to where I was like, wow, I need to reevaluate this in a different way. I've had my prepping groups all over, but the way that he explained it, that people that didn't have them and they just thought that they made agreements on different things, that did not transfer into help because they didn't have it. You got to be specific in your overall collective prudence. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We got a caller in queue. We'll go back to that caller in 1 second. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. 802-5056. We'll see you in queue. We got a caller in queue. I'm gonna go to them right now. And so, welcome caller. Area code 662. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Yes, this is T. I have a question there specifically for you, Dave. Did you not know that there was a storm brewing off of the coast of Mexico before you decided to go down? Because they've been had that in the news and the weather we broke. Report for the last 3 weeks. So when you say you was caught off guard, and I'm not quite understanding, why wouldn't you aware of that? That's not going out of the country into another country. That's always putting you at a disadvantage. And I'm
I absolutely did know, but the overall flight arrangements were made prior to the storm. So I did know that the storm was there and prepared for it. As I said, I was actually not, well, I didn't say this, but I was at someone's home. I wasn't in the resort. So I knew that that part of was taken care of. So, yes, I knew absolutely fully. I was full aware before getting on that flight that that storm was coming. And so we had made, you know, plans for that. But the overall plans to go there were made more than before the overall storm popped on radar. So, yes, and not only that, if I would not have gone if I wasn't going to someone's residence, and that I know is a prepper. So one of the things, you know, that's what I said in the beginning. So, no, it didn't catch me off guard at all. I knew it was there, and I knew it was going to be a problem. I was just hoping that it would not turn into anything else, and it didn't. But that was not because of my doing. That was just because of fate. But, yes, we had made provisions, made plans, and as soon as we touched down, as soon as we touched down in country, that was the first thing that we did. So, no, it was not caught off guard, and we knew it was there. We knew it was coming. Checked before we went. I don't only just check the overall weather. I check what's going on in the area before we go as well. Because there's a lot of things that happen that you may not be aware of in traveling. That I've learned that one from that was a learned by experience. A fool learns from experience. One time I traveled abroad and I didn't know that there was a actual protest that was a major regional protest. And that one caught me off guard, and luckily that didn't materialize into anything, and that was one for the notebooks. Never, ever, ever travel. Because one thing when you go abroad, you can't get sick, ill, injured, or in trouble. Those are the three things that I've always talked about here. When you travel abroad, you can't get sick, can't get injured, and you can't get in trouble. So, yes, I knew what was happening there and was well aware of the storm and took the necessary precautions so that if the storm did hit, we were cool. We were absolutely cool. And also where we were staying was very, very secure from that. And one of the things is I made sure. And I travel, let me tell you, when I travel in a network of people. And in the network of people that I travel in, those individuals are preppers, and I said that when we started the show. Maybe you didn't hear that. So, yep, that's to answer your question. So, anything else, Ron? Okay, I guess not. All right, cool. So, yep, we definitely knew about.
All right.
Definitely. Great question. But, yeah, and I'm glad you asked that because, yeah, well, before you go anywhere, you got to check not only the weather. And I, like I said earlier, I got caught, you know, flat-footed, was about to get punched and get knocked out. I actually went abroad and didn't know. I knew if there was some turmoil, but I didn't know how big it was, and this was years back. And when I got in country, hold on.
When I was in the military,
who's
they, that's one thing they taught me, because I was stationed in Texas, and they told us the circumstances that we would be in if we decided to go over there. And they said, at some point, you may be on your own.
Yeah.
So what happened was they was kidnapping people at that time and doing things, so I just always kept that in mind. I've nuked myself. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you definitely have to keep that in mind. And believe me, I knew that was something that I was supposed to do from just my overall professional background. I knew that was something that I was supposed to do. But guess what? I was complacent, didn't do it, got in country. And luckily, because when I travel, I never travel places completely unknowingly. I always have relationships with people. The actual place that I was staying, my friend's family actually owned the overall hotel. And first thing when we got there, That's the first thing that they did was, welcome, David. Don't worry about it. We're going to take care of you. And daggone, you picked a bad time to come. Everything could be shut down in the next 2 days, but this is where you're going to be going to our residents here, and everything is prepared. And I didn't know that it was that bad, and that was my fault, and it was all my fault. And I learned a big lesson. But one thing I did learn throughout traveling, I don't travel anywhere anonymous. I don't travel. I don't do the venturous type of stuff just to go someplace that I don't have ties. If there's someplace that I want to go anywhere in the world, I'll first make ties before I go, because that is very, 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 very important. And some of these ties, when I talk about ties, I'm not talking about regular ties that you met someone off of, you know, Instagram or this or that. I'm talking about ties of long-standing relationships over decades. I don't do it. I just don't do it. And I always travel within my circle, because you never, ever, 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 ever know, you know, what can happen. And the key is just to have a big enough circle to encompass wherever it is that you want to go. And so I've been fortunate that way. But that time, it caught me completely off guard. And I learned a very, very, very valuable lesson in my younger days. I was young, and I just wanted to go somewhere and go and have some fun. And as soon as I found out what was up, I was like, oh, man, Dave, how could you let this happen? And so, yep, I learned from experience on that one. The wise heeds good instruction, while the fool learns from experience. And I was foolish for doing that, and I learned a very, 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 very valuable lesson. So, definitely so true. All right, so we're going to jump in to today's show. In the meantime, if you'd like to jump in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. All right, so today's show, let me get set up here real quickly. And this has to do with, you know, there was all but criminal news, commonly referred to as ABC News, has an article, Inside the Walmart Turned Shelter, Housing Undocumented Children Separate from Their Parents. It is not a shelter. It's not a housing. It's internment and incarceration. It's a concentration and internment camp. That's what it is. It's not a shelter. And one of the things is that what the propaganda does is that it creates a politically correct language so that the general population will buy into the tyranny that's being exposed.
Hey, Dave.
This is where... Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
To your point, we noticed on New Abolitionist Radio that a couple of these detention facilities for children be like, for example, one of the ones that was involved in Pennsylvania with those two judges that was taking kickbacks to send these kids to this detention facility was known as Pennsylvania Child Care Incorporated.
Yep.
So you're exactly right in pointing out. And then, like, the one the GEO Group run or been running for at least a decade that I know of, they call them family centers, family, you know, detention centers. And no, you're right. Call it what it is. Internment, concentration, incarceration.
That's what it is. And I'm going to tell you, there's some military contractors. I think it's that now that's a part of what they do, is they've taken all over the overall, what commonly we was referred to was the child custody apparatus here in America, been taken over by military contractors. They're trafficking, completely trafficking. Where did they get this from? The Pope told you where they got this from. The Nazi eugenics got it from the U.S. Well, the Pope didn't tell you that, but this is where they got it from. This has all been a part of our history, and this is why we got to look at things the way that they are and not look at them from absent of the truth and into some fantasy. years ago here on Tando Radio Show, we were showing and telling you about how they were turning Walmarts into FEMA camps and holding facilities. And who were they doing that for? See, now you look at those overall holding facilities, and we don't even look at how this is all being methodically placed in front of us so that we'll compromise our morality and turn a blind eye and walk away from it. See, they're going to give you every excuse during the overall time in Germany, in the Weimar and everything else before. There were individuals, I wasn't there, none of you were there. Yes, I could have read about it, but experiencing and reading about it could be two different truths. When you experience something, you have life experience from that. That gives you an education. When you read about it, whatever the author says, you have to decide that you're going to take it as the truth. That's schooling. Two different dynamics. But during the overall time in Germany, I wasn't there, you weren't either. Maybe some listeners that were here, but that generation has pretty much gone. So the eyewitness account has been pretty much lost. As the overall party, as the Weimar Republic and Germany start going through its financial crisis, and it's in the Deutschmark started losing its overall position and losing its purchasing power. Before that happened, there were individuals that were telling the German people, hey, this is coming, this is coming. And there were individuals within the overall Jewish community that was telling them, hey, this is coming and you're going to be the target of this stuff. And many kept saying, nah, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen. This is going to happen until it happened. And then when it did happen, it was too late. They were already now trying to respond to what they should have been preparing for. It is a different position of advantage. Completely different. There were many that were telling that it wasn't something that was just completely caught people by surprise. They were told all of these things were coming. And then before long, the situation had developed to the overall agenda was able to tell people what to do and how to think because of the overall inconveniences and the threats of the economy had put people in. They weren't prepared for it. It's very easy to nationalize a nation. And nationalization means nothing more than this, is when you ignore the ills that are being done as long as it's done under your color.
Hey, Dave.
As long as it's done by your team. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, you got a call from 662, but before you go to that call, Germany, you are exactly right. The German people should have seen that coming because, and then you got to figure at the UN, again, talking about the corruptness of the UN and being a white supremacist-based organization that was sanctioning white supremacy. This was going on hundreds of years against black people. You know, even after 1865 slavery and the emancipation, these race laws, these segregation laws, this eugenics program, this was going on way before. And then, so the German people knew this was happening to people, melanated people in this part of the world, black people in this part of the world. I bet you'll find nowhere in the UN record of Germany objecting to the treatment of the so-called Negro in America. Everybody, all of them European countries was all down with that, man, because they was practicing it too. Yep. So the German people should have seen it coming. They, like you said, they should, especially when the Nazi party Hitler giving Americans a shout out in Mein Kampf and talking about their segregation and how great it was. And then the Nazi lawyers that was putting the laws and the codes into place in the Nuremberg law. You should have saw it coming. Some of them did see it coming and got out. You know what I'm saying?
And got out. Yep.
It was the other ones that was like, nah, that'll never happen. They'll never go that far. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And that caller, we already took that caller, Scotty. And let me mute them. If they wanted to come back in, they can. They probably muted themselves, so we'll take them off board. Yeah, exactly right. And what were some of the German people, what were they witnessing? They were witnessing the overall purchasing power of their overall currency losing position. They were looking at the overall debt in the country rising. They were looking at the overall quality of life and standard of living being compromised. Germany was known as one of the most liberal, one of the most liberal countries during that time. Guess what? During that time before, they had gay rights, civil rights, and all these other things before. They were known as the beacon. This is why they were able to come up with so much of the arts and so much of the German engineering and everything else. A lot of it was stolen. A lot of it in benevolent means that they were taking it. But the overall inside country and their economy that they were able to create, because the people had a level of freedom that they thought was free. And freedom can only be given to you by man under a tax code. The great creator never gives you freedom. The big difference between freedom and sovereignty and self-determination. Freedom is sovereignty and self-determination comes with no cost. Freedom is always a bill. And so often, we've been taught to always pay our bills. So, what did they start to see? They started to see the deterioration of everything. Then they started to see terrorism, and they started to see the calls to terror. Then they started to see the marginalization of groups of people and separate and everything else. And boom, before they know it, they got caught up in this nationalistic movement that led them to concentration camps, slaughters. Because that's how the empire, this is how the overall system allows an empire to expire on that course. And if you look throughout history, you can see the overall periodical events of an empire demise. And there will always be a methodology, a systematic methodology and nomenclature of the fall. And what you're seeing here, what's happening now with these separating these children from their parents, is just one of the overall steps before the completion of the fall. This is nothing new. It's been done so many times under other excuses in the past. And it will be done until we stop. And the significance of this is that 2015, we did shows, and we were talking about how it was Jade Helm. And we were doing shows about how they're turning Walmarts into FEMA camps and how all the FEMA camp installations were being built all over the place. See, right now, they're using this so-called Walmart turned into a detention, into a internment in a concentration facility. And how do you get people customized and acclimated to this happening is you first start to put different people that won't register, But what it does to the subconscious mind is that you realize that at some point I could be in there. I'm not in there today, so I'll accept it, and then you're done. One of the most evil things that you could ever do. And why are they doing this? Why is this really being done? What is really going on? One of the things I would say to you in finding out what's going on, don't ask them nothing, because they just gonna lie. They've lied about everything else in the past. What makes you think that they look at you as someone that deserves an answer from the truth? Oh, they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you what you're going to accept and what you're going to do. But what is this really? And the most safest way to get to that, historically, presently, and in the future, is this. Think of the most heinous evil outcome, and that is what's happening. These young children are being taken from their parents and are going to be put into the childhood slave trades for all things. For all kinds of things, from sex to drug to cultic ritual practices to sacrifices. Thousands upon thousands of children will pass through here. And once they separate them from their parents, they're really now undocumented. The word undocumented is the critical thing here. They want people to be undocumented. Now they become the overall property of the system. And this system is keen and cunning, and when we underestimate it, we get caught. See, the purpose is a subconscious thing here is to never allow yourself to become undocumented. This is one of the subliminal messages that the system is pushing to you. But what's really going on here, it's a part of the fall. And this fall is going to be great. Just like the other falls of the other empires. Every empire falls. But the system is never, ever challenged. It remains undisputed, undisputedly common everywhere. So as they were starting to build all of these FEMA camps and everything else, they were telling you where the overall empire fall was. It is abreast. It is more than nigh and near. It is here. They will pick the time, the events, and the conditions that they will spring the trap. And war is the perfect place. This is why NDAA was written. This is why the Patriot Act was written. This is why New York was done. This is why all of this other terrorist stuff, this is why all of this puts this together, so all of the facilities are completely in place. And now you start to run people through. How do you start to run people through? You don't care, just run them through. Make up this, make up that, but run people through. And at some point, it's going to stop being just this. And this is just enough. This is why I don't care what anybody says. I don't idolize any corporation. I'm not I'm a political atheist. They're all evil. I'm not a respecter of person. I'm not a respecter of person as a king, a queen, a senator, a representative. That's all systematic control over people, and it's all about subjugation. I'm a respecter of people. The living species, the living entity of people. So when I look at what is the truth, borders was created by man to control by walls, imprisonment walls. All of them are imprisonment walls. It doesn't matter if your country is so-called does thing this way or does thing that way. It's a country that's been codified in the overall periodical table of where they will have that country. Because today's country may be benevolent in appearance, will be malevolent tomorrow. And that tomorrow will be outside of your generation. They don't allow switches of empires within one generation. They do it in multiples. Because they know we always listen and adhere to their history. We don't create our own. They started creating these concentration camps and internment facilities, and they're going to have the most evilest things done to desensitize you to your living species and its energy pulse. And they want to redirect it into its nationalistic rights and demands of your countrymanship. Which country are you from? What gang do you, what colors do you represent? What's your nationality? These are all words and conditions that man has created to subjugate and control. It's not a part of the ecosystem. So listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Number is 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. There's an article, The Washington Post. Let me read this real quickly from The Washington Post, and we're going to get into what's, why this is so significant and where this are, where we are, and the reasons why we need to be preparing. You all should be vigilant in your preparations, because at some point and at some time you're going to call upon them and need them and need them. This is from the Washington Post. The Trump administration is prepared to hold immigrant children on military bases. Whenever you involve the military, it's no holding. Those are concentration camps. That means that you are now moving to a overall martial law situation. The Trump administration is making preparations to hold immigrant children on military bases, according to the Defense Department communications. The latest sign, the government is moving forward with plans to split up families who cross the border illegally. According to an email notification sent to the Pentagon staffer, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, will make site visits at four military installations in Texas, Arkansas during the next 2 weeks to evaluate their sustainability to shelter children. They are not sheltering children. The requirement of sheltering of children should be coming from the families themselves. And one of the things that this system wants is they want this overall flow and to take in for people to be put in this position. They want people to fall for this trap so that they can take their children. And if you separate them from their parents, now you can do whatever it is that you want with those children. I remember reading about at the concentration camps in Germany, before they would gas them and do some of the experiments and everything else, they would give the children ice cream. And one of the things that is going to happen is that they're going to say how much they're going to take care of the children, how everything is okay. Nothing will happen. But a pedophile is still a pedophile. A pedophile is determined by a pedophile by what they do, not what they say. And this is happening to part of the human species that has been codified and identified as something other than you. They're saying this is all Mexican immigrants, but the overall system cares not about nationality. It wants the human living spirit under control. They know that, and they teach us to be ignorant of that, so we don't. Why the military bases? Why have they been releasing all of these people, everything else? Because they're going to be filling up the overall prison industrial complex, both private and public. Building all of these FEMA camps and everything else. You've seen them and everything else, and we ignore what we see. Well, we won't be able to ignore reality soon enough. Here's what's so significant about this. All of the conspiracy, so-called, what people call the conspiracy theorists, were absolutely correct. And I will tell you, people that use the word conspiracy theorists are idiots. You are. You just are. And people that understand that there is a conspiracy are the ones that are more in tune to what the intention and the overall goals are. And some people like to be willfully ignorant. That's fine. Let them pay that cost. Let them pay that tax. Let them engage in that exaction, because it's all there for them. The Germans in the Jewish community in Germany saw Germany doing all of this before what was admitted to the world at the right time under the right conditions and circumstances. The same will be done here. What's happening is this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the cause for the purge. In Germany right now, And I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a part of a clandestine operation against the people. They'll have all of these fraternal order governments are in one big fraternity together against you and I, the everyday person. They allowed the overall immigrant migration to overtake Germany. They spurred it all up, created stuff that wasn't there, induced things, aggravated things, instigated things to happen that wasn't there for the overall purpose of maintaining control so that the appropriate time, the desired intention will be the overall talking points of the ignorant people. I laugh when people make excuses for the system that they have no clue how it works. And it's so funny, the system is so powerful, is that they do things and allow people to make the excuses so that they can continue to go unchecked, unchallenged. Because they taught everybody to be the cowards, the great cowards that we are capable of being. And they've done a very, very good job with that. But this whole situation is about the purge, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to bring back what has worked so well before in the past. Now the concentration camps will start here with separating children from their parents and give every excuse in the world. Every excuse in the world to do what they're doing. Then they're going to come up with another excuse. And that next excuse is going to be an excuse of the breaking of the law that they write that they don't have to obey, the debt that they create that they don't have to pay, and the war that they declare that they don't have to fight. They're going to come up with another excuse. And this time the excuse is going to be something around another division of people that they've created. The overall borders are, it's going to be black people. Then it's going to be foreign entities such as Germans, Italians, Chinese, and Russian. They're definitely going to do the Chinese and the Russian that are here in this country. And they're going to do that under trading with the enemy. Germans and Italians and everyone else. They're going to detain and separate their children because they don't care about the parents. The energy cycle of the children is fuller than the parents. They'll have more years to exploit and extract. Because it's going to go from immigration along the Mexican border. Then it's going to go to immigration to everyone that's here in the country. And I'm definitely seeing that the next target is going to be Chinese Americans or people from China that are here, people that are Russia from here, and Germans that are here. They're going to target them because soon enough, as soon as the war starts, that's the first thing that they're going to do is they're going to say that all of these individuals need to report because we're in war now. And when we're in war, we've been so infiltrated in the strategically important places in California and in New York and New Jersey by foreign invaders. And they'll use terrorism as one of the things because dumb people buy their bull crap all the time. Then it's going to be black people. Then it's going to be white people. This is all a setup. They don't care who you are. We only fall for that. They've been so cunning and so evil to use that as a weapon. And we've never developed an immunity to it. And because we're not immune to it, we fall for that virus every time. Today is them. Tomorrow is you. And one of the things that they're going to do with black people is the internments is going to be done this way, in my opinion. And I'm going to go to the caller in queue. The internments is going to be done by the military. All of our young people, all of the young people that are in the military, they're going to be prisoners of war as the U.S. starts to lose its strategical hold globally. It doesn't matter if an internment camp in a concentration camp has an American flag on it or whatever flag on it. It's still the same evil. And wait until one of your daughters, your nieces or your nephews, your child is in a concentration camp in China, in the Middle East, in the Baltic states, in Russia, in Djibouti, anywhere in the world. They will easily manipulate you to hate a color and be a dog of war and not be sensible at all. Realize we've been had. Because we allow them to put these young people and these families under these conditions. The system knows it's only right that now we got all of you. So we got another caller in queue. Let me go to this caller real quick. Caller out of 662 on Tando Radio Show. What say you?
Yes. Hello, Radio Land. I would like to ask a question. When you say, to anyone want to answer this, Scott, Dave, that we've been under that tyranny, as far as I'm concerned, all the time. So when we speak about these these camps, we are not in a Walmart per se, but at some point we've been
in jails, we in prisons. I feel you, bro.
Environment throughout Jim Crow since 1865. So I almost find it kind of hard for me, this personally, to have compassion for the situation that's at hand, because it has moved to another level now, past us. It's just growing, that's all. So what do I do about that? And I'm asking for questions or solutions, because at some point I don't want to have compassion for this thing going on pertaining to these children in these internment camps, as you call it, or anyone else may labor it, because they have always used this thing. We've been in that circumstance and situation all the time. Look at the inner cities. Look at the environment that we've lived in. I'm not saying that some of us as black people or African Americans, whatever you choose to say, have not prospered. But at the same time, as a whole, they have conditioned us and enslaved our minds based on the system that they have here. So when I look at this and you speak on this or anyone else, it's I wonder, like, and they talk about the children being separated from the parents. So having we been separated from our parents for so long, when they in the 60s, 68, really, when they ended up the ante and they separated the father, the man, hid out of the home. Ain't that the same thing? So I almost find it real hard to have situation in the terms of these folks, should I say these children, or these folks, people, are being treated unfairly when they have perpetuated this whole thing, the system that we live in America, against us all along up until this point here. And now all of a sudden it's become such important problem or issue about these children. When these people are crossing the border illegally, they have done us, they put us in prison, they penitentiary us, as the abolitionists speak about these things, and they separate us from our parents. Before they did that, they made it almost illegal for the fatherhood to be in the black community. So, and I'll mute myself, but these are just some
no, you're
things
good.
I wanted to raise a question.
No, I'm glad you raised the question because it's very important. Let me answer it and say this. The reason why we had to go through that, and we've been going through that, is because there was no compassion by anybody else in the world to say, no, we will not allow this to happen. We will not allow ourselves, our overall human species, to go down this road. Regardless of what any government says, or regardless of what any district says, regardless of it, what any jurisdiction, please. The thing that happened to us is that the rest of the world turned a blind eye to what was happening to us. So if we don't have compassion for them and ourselves and everybody else, then the system continues to perpetuate itself with an insatiable appetite of everybody.
Hey, Dave, but aren't we turning a blind eye?
Quite well understand that, and I get that, and I struggle with that every day. Every day I struggle with that.
Hey, caller.
But nevertheless, that is a reality. That keeps me from going to a place of not being compassionate, but I still see that.
Area code 662.
I heard your answer to that. But nevertheless, that doesn't erase the feelings, and we still see it going on. So as the Democrats or the Republicans raise this question, or the political arena in America raise this question about, oh my God, these children is being treated so inhumane.
Call it from 662. Because I know Scotty wants to jump in. We got limited time. Hold on, but listen real quick. There is no moral solution. There is no political solution to a moral problem. The rest of the world should have seen and should have engaged in what was happening to our community, but they turned a blind eye. This is why this overall cancer and this disease can spread uninterrupted and unchallenged.
Hey,
there is no political solution to a moral problem. It's ethics.
Right, right. But yeah, Dave, I feel where the caller coming from. You know, I try to follow the principles of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King said a threat to justice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Malcolm X said we won't get free until we identify with other oppressed people all over the planet, and that it's not a war against black and white, but it's a war against between the oppressed and the oppressors. So I try to view it through that lens, but I definitely feel where you coming from, and black people have been that canary, so to speak, in the coal mine for hundreds of years,
right.
in the world turns a blind eye to it still. But I feel like even in our own community, we're turning a blind eye to it. And I'm just speaking in general terms, you know, I can't do anything else other than abolitionism. And keep doing that weekly program, bringing you all these news stories, all this stuff that we hear and being done to other people, okay? But it's being done to Americans, primarily black Americans. So what does that American mean? It don't mean nothing if you black, is what Malcolm X said. But I feel for those immigrant children, it's because they're being enslaved by the same people that's enslaving us. So we got a common enemy. I know those people came here, quote unquote, illegally, but we had to take a worldview and know that the United States during the Obama administration just backed a military coup and deposed the democratically elected president. And Hillary Clinton said Honduras is now open for business. And then all the murders and the oppression of the indigenous folks there and those fighting for individual rights.
The Ukraine, as well as land exactly. Rights. Also.
Yeah, go then ahead, you Scotty. Look at Mexico, the walking all those guns across the border, forcing these countries to adopt U.S. drug policy, which leads to violence just like alcohol prohibition. So these children and their parents are fleeing violence that's created by us Americans because it's our tax dollars. We all pay taxes. I don't care. Anybody can tell me they off the grid all they want to. If you go buy some gas at a gas station, you paying tax. Yep. If you go to any other place to buy some seeds or whatever, you paying the tax. Okay? And what is that tax is used for? So, but to close out, I'm like, okay, one of the stories, and I posted a video about this. I was like, hey, I'm in solidarity. Here's a story from U.S. News talking about taking a look inside this Texas detention facility for migrant children. But then I pulled up the video of not Dominique Wilkins. What is this black woman's name? It's on blacktalkradionetwork.com. Right there in Dallas, Texas. Texas, too. Mm-hmm. And she's telling you all these American children, we know the majority of them is black, is in the Texas Justice of Corrections Department being abused physically. She see them. They got bruises all on them. They supposed to get 3 meals a day. They only get 1 meal a day. These are growing children and what happened. And just all the abuse that she documented for 4 years and nothing was ever done about it. So these people that's doing these national news stories or holding protests and stuff, I bet they ain't outside of that detention facility for American children, black American children. So I'm with you. And this is people in our own community. You know what I'm saying? It's a bunch of black people living in Texas. What is they doing to address the state of Texas abusing their children? And I close it with that, Dave.
That's all I was trying, the point I was trying to drive home, that there's a whole lot of things going on to us, with us, in our communities that no one is speaking about. And I shouldn't say no one, maybe that's too broad, but at the same time, we need to sweep our own house. And I understand we still need to hold compassion close to our heart. We never should forget that. And I had to get that off of me. But thank
you. Yeah, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that, brother, because we got to get ready to go for another show. And here's what I would say. These people, there is no violation of the law. That's the letter of the law. There was no spirit of the law that was ever broken. In all of these cases, from home here to abroad. But if we don't look at this systematic system without the dividing lines that they put in the place known as borders, we will always be tricked. And why do they constantly want our people? Because our energy is stronger and resonates at a higher frequency than anyone else. But if we ever detach ourselves from the truth that there is a conspiracy agenda, and if we try to politicize and get answers to these overall situations, they will grow exponentially, and they will never, ever go away. Only we can change it for everyone and for everything. That is the real beckoning call. It's a human species call. The sovereignty and self-determination. So, listen, I want to just thank you all. Caller out of 662 area code. Great, great call. Scotty, thank you for chiming in. Much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Melanated Root is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. And I'm going to say this. The overall expansion of this is going to go into our community even further now. In so many ways. It won't just be with the ones that they said committed a crime. It will be our young people that are in the military all over the world, and they are predominantly out of our community, and they're going to be held in concentration camps. This has got to stop by us. No longer can they tell us where to go, what time to show up. We have to be so resourceful and be so self-determined and independent and so sustainable that you will not have a need for a boss. Got to stop playing by their rules, else they will rule. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.